Palestinian gunmen ambushed an Israeli bus outside a West Bank settlement today, killing 7 Israelis and wounding at least 20 others. It was the deadliest attack on Israeli civilians in nearly a month. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem. What do you know about today's attack?
Well, it's a major attack after a month of essentially no attacks on Israelis, Bob, either in Israel or in the settlements that are located in the occupied Palestinian territories. The Israeli Defense Forces say that 7 people were killed when Palestinian gunmen, in what looks like a carefully planned attack, detonated a bomb near the bus. It's an armored civilian bus as it was going toward the settlement of Emmanuel, which lies southwest of the West Bank town of Nablus. The settlement is right in the heart of the West Bank, and the attack on it comes despite a massive clampdown on the occupied territories and a massive presence of the Israeli army. Now, news agencies are reporting that the Palestinian gunmen were disguised in Israeli army uniforms. And nerves have been on edge inside Israel over a possible attack here as opposed to the occupied territories, but all these sweeping curfews and closures seem to have lessened the opportunity for Palestinian militants to travel inside Israel, and the settlements inside the occupied territories appear to be easier targets for the moment.
Does anyone claim responsibility for this?
No, not yet, but authorities consider this attack to be a kind of replica of one that happened in December near the same settlement. Now then, as is now, authorities say the modus operandi was the same, an explosion that then flushes people out of the bus who are then fired upon with automatic weapons. Of course, the Israelis are blaming the Palestinian Authority. They believe the Palestinian Authority is not showing good faith here. They see it as further evidence that the Palestinian Authority considers terrorism a primary tool to advance its purposes. And of course, all of this will undoubtedly complicate the diplomatic initiatives that are underway in New York to try to move the process forward.
Any word from the Palestinian Authority?
No, but today's incident does arise in the middle of a debate that's underway here within the Palestinian community about the efficacy of these sorts of attacks. There has been a rising and heated discussion within the Palestinian community about their usefulness. There have been advertisements from some of the most widely respected Palestinians calling for an end to them inside Israel. But there seems to be less division on the question of attacks inside the occupied territories where these settlements lie. The Palestinians feel that these settlements amount to incursions on their land. Now, interestingly, I was stuck at a checkpoint last night coming out of the West Bank town of Jenin, and the halt was a group of demonstrators, settlers who believed that there was just poor security of them along the roads to the settlements. But as a measure of how politically sensitive the settlers are, the Israeli Defense Forces on the scene did nothing to halt their protest, and people were stranded at that checkpoint for nearly 4 hours.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem.